For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. The waitlist for the Housing Choice Voucher Program for rental assistance will open on February 13th at 8 a.m. and close on February 14th at 5 p.m. I met with Heather Blau, the housing manager for the Community Development Commission of Mendocino County, to find out more about the program and what she needs to get people housed.
One of the main functions that we have in the county is we administer the Section 8 Rental Assistance Program for this county.
In an earlier conversation, we were talking about a window closing. So what does that mean?
The window hasn't opened yet, but the window will open on February 13th at 8 a.m., which is for the Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher waiting list. People frequently call this HUD or Section 8, and it's a rental assistance program that allows low-income families and households to rent on the private market and have their rent subsidized by the housing authority.
So how much of the rent does the housing authority subsidize?
There's not an actual number because it's very individualized, but a participant could pay 30 to 40% of their adjusted monthly income toward the rent.
What are some of the pros and cons for landlords?
I'd say the biggest pro is that monthly this housing authority processes about $450,000 worth of rental assistance payments to landlords. And so between the first and the fifth, there is a check that goes to the landlord regularly.
And what about deposit and first and last month rents? Like, do landlords have any protection if a tenant just suddenly vacates without notice, or if there's property damage?
So the Housing Choice Voucher Program at this time doesn't provide any assistance with security deposit payments. But landlords are able to charge what they would charge to a non-assisted participant in conformance, of course, with California tenant-landlord law.
And what about requirements? Are there extra requirements that landlords have to submit to in order to qualify as participating landlords in the program?
We verify that landlords can collect rent. They're on title for the property that they're wanting to rent. There are inspection requirements. They're not super extensive, and we must inspect units prior to signing a housing assistance payments contract with a landlord.
And what about tenants? Is there a special requirement for prospective tenants who want to sign up and try to get a voucher?
This month with our HAP checks, we are sending out recruitment to landlords to let them know that the waiting list is opening for the Housing Choice Voucher Program, in the hopes that those landlords will notify their tenants if they have tenants who might be eligible and might benefit from the rental assistance program.
Okay, so it could be people who are already housed but might need some help.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no requirement to be homeless, and there's no requirement to have children. As long as you're income eligible and you meet certain criteria, you can't be a registered sex offender, you can't have been convicted of manufacturing methamphetamine in an assisted unit. There are a few requirements as far as criminal background, but not as many as people sometimes think.
And it sounds like this is the waiting list. So if you get into the waiting list, what are your chances of finding a place within a few months?
So the waiting list is the first step, and then the second step is an eligibility process. And if you get through that eligibility process and you're determined income eligible and your criminal history is okay, then we issue a voucher, and you have up to 6 months, I believe. We just changed it from 120 days to locate housing with that voucher.
One thing, of course, that's on everybody's minds is the loss of houses after the fire. So how is the disaster affecting people's ability to use these vouchers?
You know, I'm sure it has, and I've seen information too between Sonoma County households moving to Mendocino County for more affordable housing since they lost a lot of structures as well. At this point, I don't have stats as to how it's impacting, but we were already in a really, really tight housing market, as you know.
Where does the budget for your organization come from?
So the Housing Choice Voucher Program is funded through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and there was talk in the fall of cutting a whole bunch of money. And as you know, we've been funded under a 30-day window, and it's going until February. So we really don't know what will happen with our funding until there's appropriations.
So what do you need in order to house more people?
Landlords who would like to have a consistent payment that is a portion of the rent. It could, in some circumstances, be 100% of the rent. We do have households where we pay 100% of the rent the landlord is asking. And have somebody that in certain circumstances could assist if there were lease violations. We're not property managers. We don't manage the property, but we can maybe help to resolve issues before it turns into sort of the dreaded eviction, which no landlord really wants to go to.
No, so it sounds like you can offer a little bit of backup to the landlord.
Bit. Yeah, a little bit of backup to the landlord.
And you were mentioning a payment standard before and how landlords kind of figure out their payments.
The payment standard is basically a threshold that the housing authority uses to determine the maximum amount of subsidy that can be paid on behalf of a participant. Landlords frequently think that the payment standard is how much rent they can charge, but the payment standard is inclusive of something called a utility allowance, because HUD's calculation says that participants need to have utilities included in their rental calculation.
So how can people get in touch with you if they want to know more or if they're interested in participating?
You can call 463-5462, and you can go to the reception. She will have information about the Housing Choice Voucher Program. You can come by the office, which is located at 1076 North State Street in Ukiah, right across the street from the fairgrounds. Or you can go onto our website, cdchousing.org, and cruise around.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time today.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming.
For KZYX, I'm Sarah Reith. We'll post that contact info again on our webpage under local news.